budget, but it doesn't matter. And it's the same with Tenney County hosting 9 million visitors, which is close to Columbia, but we get the same as maybe Barry, Ozark. So every little bit could help on that. So anyway, that's another MoDOT issue. Click it and tick it, or...
Buckle up, phones down.
Okay, that's right. So that if you say MoDOT, you have to say buckle up, phones down. You can see how well it's working for me. I can't remember what it is.
I think I prefer their buckle up windshield turn. I like that better.
Just the kind of guy
you are. It helps perspective a little bit.
Except seatbelts and school buses.
All right. It's coming. I'd be shocked if this time that next year we don't have seatbelts in. Yeah, it is coming. Just
where are we at on agenda?
We are down to new business. Anyone have any new business?
I'd like to propose some new old business. And, of course, we can't take it up on these items today because Keith Francis isn't here. But to have on the agenda for the next time, whatever he can relate to us without having researched it, benefit of researching it, but updates on the 76th strip, the SID, and also the project itself going forward and the changes and any incidents we've had there on the strip, recent ones. Also the ownership issue, which I know is still dangling, but I feel we need to stay abreast of that month by month with all the issues that are involved there. And then how it interfaces with 248 and all those in my district, all those previous issues that David Miller had addressed and was addressing, and some of them we've put band-aid approaches on, such as the Branson County Parkway, the parkway, the accidents happened at the top of the hill there, and all those signages they've got there rather than a signal at the present time, and all the T intersections on 248 that we've talked about and have rated on our sheet for the last 4 or 5 years, but productively not getting very much done about. I'm hopeful that the city, as they go forward, and Ballparks of America was opened, and we've talked about the traffic flows coming over Mountain Highway, coming down 248, and they have increased traffic, you know, seasonally, and so the conditions have not gotten any better. They're worse, probably, than they've ever been. We've got another school season coming up, where Buchanan Road is another issue on 248, so I'd like to get all those back on the table when Keith is available to discuss them with. Get us updated on what's going on with those. I'm sure they're doing things in those areas we don't know about, but also proposing new things. I think we need to continue to look at that issue. So I'd like to have that on the agenda for next time. Yeah. And, somebody's talking to Keith, they have to give him a heads up so he's not blindsided by it. In fact, if you could give him a call, I think it'd be helpful to let you know we have questions about those issues, and if not be blindsided, they come in to, you know, give us a verbal update on what he does know. Because I know right now they are blanketed with all these issues with the duck, but everybody's involved in that in the city. These are continuing issues we need to look at very closely and monitor through the year.
Right. Yeah, that's what I assume right now for the next few weeks. They probably have awful lot of food off all over the place for just a little bit.
Maybe if you just listed that on the agenda when it goes out, that'd be, if you get it out ahead of time,
yeah,
that'd be enough attention to show the issues that we're interested in. I think that would suffice to get it back on the table talking about those issues.
Sounds good. Perfect. Yes. Did we get something with Kirbyville?
That's what the update is. So, just giving you the two summary sheets and one new sheet for Kirbyville.
Starting with the big papers.
New name on there, Tannehill County Expressway. Yay, we finally got there.
Yeah, so those were the changes. Tannehill County Expressway changed its name from 12 to 76 and 160. Got that changed where it's actually in construction. Then number 34 is the Kirbyville School turn lanes. It really didn't rank that high, mainly because there wasn't any actual recorded accidents right at the intersection. There's a bunch of them up and down 76, but not right there in front of the school. So we did what we could with it, but it didn't make as high cut as that. So. But I'll get the whole matrix PDF. I've been in condition to get it on the website. So any other changes?
We haven't traditionally had this on the website. Will this sheet be put on the website also?
Yeah, this whole thing.
It's readable.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, this one, with all the scoring is a little overwhelming. So we got this simplified one, and this whole thing's all in one big Excel file. So every project's in there, there's all these summary sheets. So I can PDF the whole thing.
It'd be great to have both of them on there, because this powerful one is very graphic in itself, but this is a working list.
Yep, it's great. Get them both included.
So. Excellent job. Thank you.
I didn't realize the Tannehill County Expressway had actually been submitted, so I'll change that from a planning to a grant application submitted status when I give the update. So.
Did we add it? Have we actually off the list? Have we got any that we've added down here of the close?
No, the 10 at the bottom are the ones that are completed. None of those really have changed lately. And you can see there's several in construction in 2018.
I guess that's what we're really doing in the fall meetings is, checking off the list and adding to
some were completed, but generally the summer construction season is when they're under construction.
Good job. Thank you.
I think one other thing I forgot to update, I did have a meeting with MoDOT a week ago yesterday about the sidewalk from College of the Ozarks to Southtown Shopping Center. That is our number one pedestrian project, and they have sent that out to scoping. Olson Engineers has got that contract, and so they should, within about 60 days, come back with kind of a preliminary alignment for that sidewalk and an estimated cost for that sidewalk. Hollister has left something called Surface Transportation, STP money, that cities used to get. That program actually federally went away in 1999, but MoDOT continued to manage it as a state program, and then that went away in about 2013 or 14. And so we have to use our money up pretty quick or it just goes away. We have about $135,000 in it. So, and Branson still has money in there that they're doing something with. So we're going to put a little bit of money. It's probably going to be $250,000 for that sidewalk. Nothing too fancy, but the kids are running through the interchange and across the ramps now, going back and forth, and that's just really not good. When you're sitting on one of those interchange ramps, you're not expecting somebody to come running across in front of you. And so the college has told me that Dr. Peters said that there'll be a heavy actual cash. So I think between ours and theirs and a little bit of MoDOT and the construction management and design, we'll try to get that done. So, and that will be a good start. If in fact the Tannehill County Expressway kicks off from the interchange, then that will already be done and will not be on the back of it. You have to have ADA requirements and all that. If you start from that intersection, we'll have had that, some of those look up the sidewalk. So hopefully that'll be a good step there.
Sounds good. Any other new business? Seeing none.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion to adjourn in a second. Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Passes.
Who seconded that motion?